Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Davalillo moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brian for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gonzalez. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Hershberger moves to second. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires to first and has Landis trapped. There's the throw to Gonzalez, who tags Landis for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive towards the mound. Tiant reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Donovan now pitching. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rene Lachman pinch runs for Billy Bryan. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lachman. The throw from SQ and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Talbot reaches second base with a double. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Talbot moves to third. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Talbot scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rene Lachman now catching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 0 for 2 in the game. SQ hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Brown moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City. ITY.